Today is Friday, November 26, 2004. I am Decoder, and this is The Mind War. Motherfuckers, welcome back. This is The Mind War, and I'm a little pissed off today.
Gee, what else is new?
I'm a little pissed off, seriously. First of all, we got a special guest, because Rigel is still on vacation, so our special guest is this guy who does this other show, I think that's also on Rant Radio. It's called, like, something like Banana Peel Revolution or something. Binary Revolution Radio, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Stank. Dizzle, nizzle, buck, dangly, nangly, dog.
How many different nicks do I have now?
I don't know. More than me.
Do I have to make up a new one for the Mind War?
You should. Stankford.
Old Stank Jenkins.
Old Stank Jenkins. No, we gotta be serious.
Yeah, we gotta, yeah.
Why don't we get any fucking email? Does anyone even listen to the show?
I don't. Let me look.
I'm serious, man.
There are 0 out of 50 listeners. No,
yo, Doug, drop your AIM name right now.
My AIM name?
If you want.
The Mind War. No.
That's your, oh,
wait, no, you know what? I should actually do that. Hold on.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking Doug's about to sign on to AIM with the AIM name The Mind War. And since no one sends us fucking emails, because I'm dead serious, I'm thinking about just not doing this show anymore and turning this into fucking Default Daily. I swear to God. Because, you know, we try to do a serious show. We try to have, like, actual, like, shit that matters. You know, when it comes down to it, freaking is for fun. This fucking show is supposed to be shit that actually makes a difference. You know what I'm saying? That forces people to think. This isn't the fun and games like we do in the freaking and hacking world. You know what I'm saying? Not that it's all fun and games. But, I mean, it gets to me, man, that we don't fucking get emails. That's what the fucking internet is for. It's for sending emails. It's not for downloading porn. It's not for fucking...
Yeah, it is.
It's not for lounging on a goddamn web forum. It's for fucking sending emails.
And porn. Okay. We'll compromise.
Okay, the AIM name is created. The Mind War.
Okay. Anyone listening right now, just if you're fucking on AIM... which I'm pretty sure a lot of people have some sort of instant messaging client that could fucking that can send to AIM names. Send something. Say what's up. Say fuck you. Say your show sucks. Say anything. We want feedback. Send it right now to the Mind War. The Mind War on AOL Instant Messenger. It's really pissing me the fuck off, man. Maybe we need to talk to Nat Theory and get the call online.
Yep, we do need that.
Or we talk to Lacutus and see if we could do it through that box, you know what I'm saying?
Or Rigel. But...
Yeah, there's the Project Nexus fucking bridge, the 616 that, you know, a lot of people know about. So I don't know, man. This just pisses me the fuck off. Yo, I'd like to read some emails every once in a while, get some feedback. You know, who sent us emails?
But you're doing a daily show. I mean, you're asking people to write, send you an email every
no,
day.
No, doesn't have to be the same fucking people?
Well,
I just don't get it. Like I said, I might just stop doing this. I might just turn this into fucking default daily. And we'll stop talking about this bullshit. And we'll just give you what you want. We'll give you the fucking freaking. You know what I'm saying? We'll come in here and we'll talk about phones and fucking computers. Is that what you want? If that's what you want, send a motherfucking email and tell us that. Because I'm getting really fucking pissed off. I do this because fucking I thought that the world needed some alternative to what you see on fucking TV and what you hear on the fucking AM/FM radio and these fucking the mainstream media shoving shit down your throat that isn't motherfucking true. You know what I'm saying? Some of it they call it spin. Most of it's just fucking lies. And I thought that the world needed something like this. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do it every day. You think I got fucking nothing better to do than fucking do this at fucking midnight every day? You know? I fucking put shit off to fucking do this. If I'm going to go out tonight, I'm not going to go out until 1 o'clock. I could have been out already. But whatever. Whatever. Bullshit. Anyway. So, yeah.
You want, Doc, have you been?
You want, send something right now on AIM to the Mind War on fucking AOL Instant Messenger. Or fucking send us email, themindwar@themindwar.com. Or, like I said, send it anywhere. Send it to decoder@defaultradio.com.
Right. We just got an instant message.
From who?
I don't want to give out a screen name or
okay.
I don't know who it is. You do have listeners. Don't fucking stop.
All right. Well, there's one guy. Thank you, whoever that was. We don't, in interest of personal privacy, we don't want to give out your AIM name, but shouts to you, whoever you are out there listening. Maybe he should send another IM and say where he's from so we could, like, give shout-outs to his home, to his stamping grounds.
Hey, Doug, did you, speaking of emails, did you ever transfer that email account I made over to Decoder, the one I told you about? The USA?
Oh, yeah, the other one that you made, and you made fun of us? Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's just get into this fucking show. Thank you. You got something to talk about today, don't you?
Well, I don't know if you guys have already talked about this, and actually, since it's after midnight Eastern,
it's over.
It's officially over.
Well,
today,
there's people listening on the West Coast that might still be out there shopping their asses off.
Well, I don't care about them.
Okay.
The West Coast sucks. Can I get an amen, Doug?
Yeah. It's pretty whack. We do everything late and stuff.
Yeah. Today was, I don't know what the official, I don't know what it's called, Don't Buy Shit Day.
Buy Nothing Day. Black Friday.
Don't Shop Day, whatever it's called. And I you know what, and I'm putting Decoder on the spot because he doesn't know this, but I'm completely opposed to his viewpoint on this.
What's my viewpoint?
So you want this because I already asked you your viewpoint before we started just because I didn't know what it might be, and you told me what it was.
Did
so.
You ask me my viewpoint? I don't recall that. Well, whatever. Anyway, keep going.
First of all, this whole thing started from, as far as I know, the first thing I heard about it was through Adbusters.
Uh-huh.
The Adbusters newsletters. I don't know if that's who originated or started it, but that's where I heard about it. The Adbusters zine, whatever they want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole point of this is saying that, of course, the Friday right after Thanksgiving is the biggest shopping day of the year. Now, that's the case for obvious reasons. Am I correct?
Well, yeah. It's the fucking, you know, the Thanksgiving's over. People ate their fucking turkey. Now they got to go get their goddamn Christmas shopping done a month early.
Well, I think it's even more than that. It's the simple fact that most people are off. You get off Thursday, and usually people that have jobs, they get off Thursday and Friday. They give them a nice long weekend for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're right.
So everybody's off of work, so they can go shopping on Friday. Now, here's my problem. Who fucking cares?
No.
I'm off on a Friday. Don't tell me that I can't go fucking shop. Fuck you.
I will tell you. You know fucking why? Because at 4 in the motherfucking morning, when people are waiting online outside of, and this was, I'm not just saying this store because of, you know, Binary Revolution episode 69. I'm saying this store because I got this from my man Lacutus out in fucking around the Minneapolis, St. Paul area in Minnesota. As he's driving home from fucking some chick's house, I hate to call him out, but he's a pimp. Lacutus is a pimp. He's the right-wing Republican pimp. Anyway, I hear him on the bridge last night. about 4 in the morning, fucking Central Time, and he's like, dude, fucking, what is it? What's going on today? Why are there people, why are there fucking 100 people standing outside in the freezing cold at 4 in the morning outside of Best Buy? Why? And I said, well, because they open early today, because it's fucking Black Friday. Because these motherfuckers at these retail stores are counting on all of your dumbasses to go in there and to drop the green. And you know fucking what? If you had listened to the, what episode was that, Wednesday, the 24th? If you had listened to the Mind War on Wednesday the 24th, my man Spin came on here and fucking he gave it to you. He laid it down on the table, American fascism. It's not the government that controls your dumbass. It's the motherfucking major corporations. And these people are counting on your dollars. They don't give a fuck about you. They will take that money you give them. They'll fuck you over. So, of course, you do, you know, we live in a country of fucking consumers. You do. It's capitalism. You need to buy stuff sometimes.
Yeah,
but on one fucking day of the year, you can't just say one day of the year to not fucking go shopping, to not put these people are counting on you. They open early. They hire, they not hire, but they call in extra employees to work that day because they want all your dumbasses running each other over, fucking scrambling around, fighting with each other for sale items. For what?
I didn't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't run over any dumbasses.
Okay.
I woke up at the crack of noon. I went out and had a lunch. Went out with my family, who happened to also be off work. That's why it's such a big shopping day.
Uh-huh.
They count on us buying and spending our money and shopping every other day of the year, too.
Not so much as Black Friday.
But only because of the fact that they know that the majority of people are off work. That's the bottom line logic of why there's so many people. Now, I want you to tell me, why is it that I have to restrict my buying and when I want to spend my hard fucking earned money that I worked all week, all month, all year for, and then the day that I get off, I'm going to listen to some fucking bunch of hippies tell me that I can't spend my hard-earned money?
This is why. You're there to alleviate the reason that even if you're one of these people who are normal and who would wake up at noon and fucking relax and hang out with your family and then do some light fucking shopping because you have the day off, that's all well and good. But the reason it's Black Friday, the reason it's Buy Motherfucking Nothing Day, the reason that it's Buy Nothing Day is because you have to not shop, not go out, and not spend your money in order to fucking counter, to alleviate these motherfuckers who are out there waiting online at 4 in the morning for Best Buy to open up at 5 in the morning so they can run each other over and fucking grab these goddamn things on sale. Okay? That's why. So if you can't fucking take one day to just sit home and chill...
The only day that I have off, I'm supposed to not use it to go do the things that I need to do.
You don't need to shop. What do you need?
You are trying to dictate and tell me what I can and cannot do with my time.
What do you need to do?
Perceived fascism that you're talking about.
Perceived?
Like there's something wrong with spending the money that I earned. I don't understand.
There's
in
a
this
lot
country,
wrong with it.
I don't understand why in this country we have to fucking come up with all these different things to boycott. Oh, don't spend your money on this, and don't shop at that store, and don't shop. You know what? Those are personal decisions.
Because if it wasn't for the motherfuckers.
Listen, if you have a problem with Best Buy opening that early in the morning and the way they do it, don't go. If this was a campaign of don't shop at Best Buy because they open at 5 in the morning and cost
campaign. It's not them, it's everyone.
That's a focus thing. If you want to make it don't shop early in the morning and get sucked into deals from any store, that's fine. How about don't shop until noon on Black Friday? Hey, there, I'm with that.
First of all, you didn't hear my actual stance on this. Buy Nothing Day is more of an attitude than an actual practice, and I made that clear on this very fucking show, The Mind War. I made that abundantly clear. And also on that special episode of Default Radio that we did, that we brought back from the fucking dead and made that on Thanksgiving, I also made it fucking clear that don't go to these fucking major retailers. Why am I echoing, Doug? Anyway.
I'm not hearing it.
I'm hearing myself echo. Don't go to these major motherfucking retailers. Don't spend your money on them. You need to buy something? Go to the mom and pop store. Go to the little fucking corner store. Give your money to these people who fucking work fucking hard for the money that they got. Don't give it to fucking Best Buy. Don't give it to fucking Walmart. Don't go to fucking Circuit City. Don't go to motherfucking any department store. You know what I'm saying? These people are nothing. These are nameless, faceless corporations that are there to fuck you over and to do nothing else but that. Their sole purpose is to fuck you over whether you like to admit it or not. That's what they're there for. That's what they are there for, to fuck you over. That's it.
I don't don't know if I go so far as to say fuck you over. You know I agree with you. I can't stand Best Lie. Can't stand them.
They're all the same, dude. They're all the fucking same at the end of the day.
And that's fine, but I don't think that necessarily makes them. I mean, they're, whether you like it or not, how, see, the problem is more fundamental than that. Boycotting something on the superficial day and designating one superficial day is not, to me, that's a wasted effort. That's a wasted thing.
But it's not, because if you get enough people down with that shit.
No, because all you're going to do is force the people, okay, so you want me to boycott Friday? Okay, fine, I'll wait and go Saturday. And then you got to clusterfuck on Saturday, too. Okay, and then, oh, okay, well, we're not going to shop the whole Black Friday weekend. Okay, now we're going to push it back to other days, and now people are back to work, now people can't spend the money that they've earned. No, that's baloney. If you have problems fundamentally with the store, or even if you want to go so far as to say you have a problem with the system or capitalism or fascism, whatever you want to label it or whatever, okay, then you've got a bigger issue that you're not going to solve by basically taking a day off from shopping. It's a bigger issue than that. If you have a problem with capitalism and the way it is, don't shop at the big stores ever. If that's what you're
Well, yeah, you really shouldn't. But you know fucking what? The one day that you can't do it, it fucking amounts to just being that one fucking day. One day you really have to go shop that day. One fucking day. It's not so much as to do anything practically. It's to make a fucking statement, which is all you can do in this particular fucking system that we have fucking set up, in this prison with these walls constructed around us. The only thing you can do is things that are figurative. You have to make fucking stances some motherfucking how. And if it's something as simple as not going shopping on Black Friday, then I don't think that's too much to ask. I think it's absolutely nothing to ask. Because you're not going to get – because all these dumb fucks, the ones who are ruining it for everyone, the ones who are fucking things up are fucking idiots anyway. And either they've never even heard of fucking Buy Nothing Day, or they'll go shopping anyway because they say, well, I need to go shopping. I need to be out there fucking 4 in the morning. Those people are idiots, okay? You don't want to be around them.
Why not blame them? Why aren't we talking about those 100 idiots that are out there 4 in the morning?
Of course, we are blaming them.
Overall.
We are blaming them.
And making this overall day. No, you can't. You're mixing issues here. You're either against the idiots standing out there 4 in the morning and trampling each other, or you're against the big corporations for even putting on such an event.
They are the same thing, dude. Without the fucking consumers, you wouldn't have the big corporations fucking you over. And without those fucking people trampling each other and buying into this shit, you wouldn't have the big corporations fucking you over. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking, they go together,
let's
dude.
Assume,
they go hand
say,
in hand.
No, see, not as clear cut as you make it. Let's
they
say,
go hand in hand.
Let's say that everybody does boycott Black Friday and nobody.
But
goes
everyone,
to
there's never but that no, wouldn't happen.
Well, that's the point of it. It's a
no, it's not the point of it. That is, dude, you are missing the point completely.
You're
that's not the
symbolic.
Fucking point of it.
You're saying it's symbolic to not go, to stay home.
Exactly.
On the Black
and there is no motherfucking way, since 90% of the fucking humans out there are goddamn brainless retards, there's 90% of those people who would go shopping anyway. It's never, and everyone knows it, that it's not designed to get everyone to every single motherfucker in the world or in America to not fucking go shopping. That's not the point of it. If you think that, you're missing the point of it. That's fucking not it. It's for the fucking thinking people, the normal motherfucking humans, to just fucking say, you know what? Because of this, I'm not going to go shop. I'm not going to go involve myself in this fucking nonsense. It's symbolic more than anything, and you're never going to get everyone down with it. And believe me.
What about people like me, who I believe are the majority? What about people like me? I got up the same time I normally get up. You know, my family, my mother called and said, hey, I'm off work. Do you want to go out and do something? Sure, whatever. I'll go out. I'll go for a ride. I don't give a crap. I'll go do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So we go. We go out. We walk through the mall. I didn't buy anything.
But you were there.
I did. I got a drink and a pretzel and walked around the mall, and then we left.
You were still there in the middle of it.
Right. I didn't intentionally go there to buy anything or to not buy anything.
You just
so
did.
You took
the standard American attitude, which is the problem. You did what you wanted to do anyway. And
that's
you know
right.
fucking
that's
what?
That's why I live in America. That's
sometimes,
why I live in this country. That's why I have a job. That's why I work hard all week so that I can go out on a Friday. Not particularly this what Friday, but any
Friday.
Given Friday, and spend my money if I choose to or if I don't choose to. The fact that I happen to be off this Friday, like a lot of other people, to me is irrelevant.
So then you're telling me.
No one's going to tell me where I can and cannot go, what I can and cannot buy, and how I should and should not feel about the capitalistic system.
But you're falling trap into it anyway. You fell into the trap anyway, because as Spin pointed out on fucking Wednesday's episode of The Mind War, that what is first and foremost in your life, in your decision making, and the way you do things? Is it economics or fucking ideology? And for me, it's ideology. I will fucking inconvenience myself for what I think is fucking right, okay? And other people will give me convenience or give me death.
No,
just like fucking Jell-O fucking said, and he was fucking right. That's the attitude you're taking.
No, you're making some allegation that I didn't even insinuate or any way or shape or form make. I'm not saying that I'm for, against, or whatever. I'm just saying, you know what? I'm not going to change my life the way I do things because someone else thinks it's wrong. Guess what? A lot of people think hacking is wrong. Should I stop doing that? You know, a lot of people think I shouldn't go out and I shouldn't drive SUVs because they eat too much gas. Should I listen to everybody? Oh,
it comes down to what you think, your ideology.
Exactly. That's my point. So fuck anybody who's going to try to tell me that I'm wrong because I went out on Black Friday. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. I'm going out if I want to go out. If I wanted to stay home on Black Friday because I was a lazy ass, you know, if there would have been something on TV or I was working on a computer when I first got up this morning, you know, it was totally by coincidence that I went out, totally because somebody made the offer and I left. I didn't fall into any trap. I didn't intentionally or voluntarily be sucked into any big plot like I'm part of the problem. Oh, you don't get it. You don't get it. Stank, you went out, fell for the... No. I went the fuck out when I wanted to go the fuck out, and I will continue to do that for the rest of my life.
Well, sometimes you need to take your ideologies and counteract.
That's why I have a job. That's why I work hard. That's why I live in this country, so that I have that.
God bless America.
Amen.
Sometimes you need to take your ideologies and counteract the economic prison that's built around you. And me personally, I would never in a million years go out shopping on fucking Black Friday. That's just me for a million reasons. Fuck the whole Adbusters motherfucking Buy Nothing Day. It's cool and all, but you know what the fucking, you know what it comes down to? That was my stance before I ever fucking heard of that shit. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't catch me. I wouldn't be caught dead out on fucking Black Friday. Okay, you know what I do my shopping stank? Let's say I need some clothes. I'm Decoder. I need some fucking new clothes. Do you know what I do? I fucking get my happy ass up at fucking way early for me, like 8, 9 in the morning, and I fucking head over to the fucking department store, whether it be Macy's or fucking whatever or Nordstrom's, and I get my dumb ass there by 10 o'clock. I grab what the fuck I need, and I get the fuck out. I'm home in time to fucking put my shit away, go back out, have some fucking lunch. You know what I'm saying?
What if it was Black Friday? What if it was Black Friday? Are you telling me
I wouldn't want to be there anyway.
But if you're telling me you would purposely not do it. That's the only day you
yes,
have off.
Yes, I would purposely not do it for many reasons besides Buy Nothing Day.
Then take your stinky ass to work the next day without having new clothes.
Yep. I wouldn't be out there anyway. On fucking Black Friday, I wouldn't want to be in that motherfucking mess. Are you kidding me?
That's not the battle to choose for me. To me, that's not important enough that I'm going to go boycott consumerism. I think that's just not...
It's not important enough that you would have to be stuck there with a bunch of people in traffic that can't fucking drive, who don't know their fucking ass from their elbow. All these fucking morons, every single motherfucking moron in America is out shopping on fucking Black Friday. All of them. I don't want to even know they exist, let alone see them, let alone be fucking stuck in the middle of all of them. Are you kidding me?
I went. You're exaggerating. Yes, it was busier than usual. But, yeah, I mean, big deal. I went. So, you know, the only thing is we had a little bit more trouble parking. It took an extra 3 minutes. Big whoop.
Where do you live?
I live in South Florida.
I live in suburban fucking New York City, okay? It's bad.
That's your problem.
It's
that's
bad.
Your choice.
And then, you know what? It's not my choice. I was fucking born here. It's nobody's choice where they're fucking born.
Yeah, right.
It's not? It's not. I was fucking, I could have chose where I was going to be born.
You're not old enough to get a job and move somewhere else at your age.
I've moved plenty of places. You know what? They're all fucking worse. All
right. Stafu, yeah.
You know what, though? Like, the reason I was late today, the traffic in L.A. was a mess.
Yeah, exactly. This is the problem. And you know what? Fucking like I said before, my normal routine, if I was to have to go to a mall or go shopping, you're motherfucking interrupting me. My normal routine, if I was to have to go to a mall or go shopping, if I was to have to, I need new clothes, I need a new TV, I need something, you know what I'm saying? My normal routine would be to wake up extra early, which for me is like 8:30, 9 o'clock, have my dumb ass at the store by 10 and get what I need and be home in time where I could fucking put my shit away, either if it's a piece of electronics to hook it up, play with it for a second, and then go have lunch. But because of this motherfucking Black Friday, even if I did have a day off today, which I fucking didn't, by the way, but even if I did, my plans would have been ruined by all of these motherfucking morons. Fuck them. I want them all to fucking drop dead. I want them all to fucking drop dead. They're all pieces of shit. Anybody who was out there early in the morning shopping today should just fucking kill yourselves because you're fucking nothing to me. This show was almost over. You were fucking nothing. You were shopping? You were shopping? There's something wrong with you.
It's just a damn shame that the world inconveniences you. They should all die for that.
Because of their fucking attitudes. You don't know what these fucking people are like. They go around driving. I've seen these motherfuckers going to the mall. There'll be 10 cars behind the head car at a fucking red light. When that shit turns green, the instant it turns green, 10 cars back will fucking honk. Somebody should get out, rip this motherfucker out of the car, and beat them until they're fucking a bloody dead pulp. Okay? That's what should happen.
I couldn't agree with more.
What I'm trying to say, Stank, is the person that does that, every single motherfucker on earth who has that attitude is out there on Black Friday. Okay? I don't want to be near them. I don't even want to know they exist, let alone have to see them, let alone be anywhere fucking in proximity of them.
As your personal choice, I can respect that. That's what you want to do. But how dare somebody insinuate that because I chose to go out on the day that I have off, that I earned, that I'm somehow not...
Who insinuated that? You're fucking insinuating that. You're obviously... You feel guilty about it, probably, which is why you think that.
I know. I wanted to bring it up on the show because it's timely for today, A. B, because I figured that the two of us going back and forth about this might stimulate some people to email in.
And think about it. What's your idea of Black Friday?
I know exactly what I'm doing, how to run a show. Thank you very much.
Email to themindwar@themindwar.com.
Yeah, email themindwar@themindwar.com. Or as I said before, you can email all sorts of things and we'll fucking get it. Decoder@defaultradio.com. Doug@DougTV.org. Fucking SpankDoug@binrev.com. Motherfucking Roger5@ProjectNexus.org. Fucking you name it, we'll get the fucking email.
And email and tell these people that I'm right. I mean, please just do this. Just email them and tell them how off the mark they are.
I guarantee you we will get no emails saying that Stank is right. I make that personal guarantee.
Okay.
You really went out today at noon, though, lunchtime?
Yeah.
I don't care, I mean, you know,
I'm joking. You and I are just going back to stir stuff up. But honestly, I do believe that I absolutely, if my mother spending time with my family to me is more important than any little boycott that any one of you people want to make up.
Frank, what you don't understand is that's the point of Black Friday, is to spend time with your motherfucking family instead of going out shopping.
And my mother, who also works hard and works for a living, had one day off and wanted to go out with it. I chose to support my mother instead of choosing some little bullshit Adbusters campaign, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, all I have to say is that it's fucking worth it. I hope no one went out today.
I got that guy that messaged us saying someone ripping traffic and drivers to fucking sheds is a delightful image.
It does, because you know what? Holy shit. If I ever got the opportunity to do that, I've never done it. I wish I could. I wish I lived in a place where that was acceptable, because you know what? I don't believe it's wrong. Like, some people might believe it's wrong to fucking kill another human being. I think when they fucking ruin everything for everyone else, and that type of person is ruining it for everyone else, not only should you be able to do that, but me personally, I would receive sexual satisfaction from that. I would probably fucking sport wood and come on my pants while I was fucking ripping this motherfucker apart. That's just me, though.
That's crossing a different line there. I'm going to stay away from
that. I would fucking come on my pants doing it.
I'm just saying a broken nose would pretty much be fair pain.
Oh, I'd rip them apart. I'd rip their fucking heart out and eat that shit.
Anyways, that guy goes by the name Werewolf, and he lives in the UK.
In the UK, dope. Ask him about TV licenses.
Oh, we've already beaten that horse dead.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, I forgot about that. Anyway, that's it, man. It's 12:30. We got to get the fuck out of here. Fucking Doug, you got any shouts? No. Stank, any shouts?
No more shouts. Everybody that went out and did what they wanted to do today, Black Friday or not, you get my shouts out.
Shut the fuck up. You're a noob.
Yeah, that's why I owned your show at the beginning, didn't I?
You didn't own nothing. Doug did. Because Doug is a shitty engineer.
You all quit.
Oh, yeah.
That shit.
What about in the good old days when it used to be shut the fuck up, Doug?
Shut the fuck up, Doug.
Oh, I missed that.
It's fucked up. Anyway, my shouts are, of course, go to Stank Dog for fucking being here today. get me all pissed off, make me scream at fucking 12:30 in the morning in my house.
Steve, that's why I come on the show, because that's my pastime. It's pissing you off. I just, even if I don't disagree with you, I will just to stir you up.
Now I don't feel as bad for not letting you get a word in edgewise on your own show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I threw it back on you today, too. I kept doing the same thing.
You got it back. Well, no, the difference is, Thank, that because of my phone, I couldn't hear you trying to talk. When I went and re-listened to that, I was like, wow, fucking, I didn't even hear him trying to talk right there.
Oh, he was yelling.
I didn't hear you.
No, that's because my voice was Stank, Buck Dangler, whatever,
whoever did that show.
Right, Stank Dangler, his voice was messed up that day.
Yeah, if you want to hear me act like a real dick, go listen to BinRev, Binary Revolution Radio, episode number 69 at BinRev.com. So yeah, shouts to Stank, shouts to fucking Adbusters, and shouts to everyone who fucking stayed the fuck home, spent time with your family, jerked off, fucked your girlfriend, took your dog for a walk, and fucking did everything but going to shop on Black Mother. Fucking Buy Nothing Friday.
What are we going to play for the closing?
I don't know. Play fucking anything.
Anything.
Play fucking Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. Get it out and start playing it.
I don't have the first album.
You don't have the first Guns N' Roses?
No, I don't have it anymore. A friend of mine stole it.
You're fucking fired. Okay, you have GNR Lies?
No.
So you should have just said you don't have any Guns N' Roses albums.
I only have like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
What about the new Greatest Hits album that just came out?
Guns N' Roses is the Greatest Hits album?
It just came out, like, or is it maybe not out yet?
How about another Came at the End song?
Dude, are we not, you didn't have a closer ready? I said anything you want. You're not playing music yet?
All right, how about add in Y2X, that one song that I was talking about earlier?
Add N to X?
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Just play Add N to X. Fine. I can't believe you have no Guns N' Roses.
Dude, my friend like stole my first CD. I fucking got pissed.
Oh, what the fuck? You don't have GNR Lies either. That's fucked up.
No, just the User Illusion.
It's all fucked up, man.
Now, see, if somebody stole your CD, do you have the right to keep an MP3 backup copy for your own use?
I think, yeah.
Once again, I will, because you brought that up, and because Doug isn't playing the music, I will bring that up again. MP3s is not stealing music. MP3 is shitty quality compared to fucking CDs. You are not stealing. You're barely even sharing. You're giving your friend a shitty fucking copy of something that you fucking bought, okay?
I said backup. I said they have a backup copy.
But you asked, it's okay. Is it okay? It's okay to have a copy of shit you never even fucking considered buying, okay? Because it's a fucking crappy MP3 shitty fucking copy. All right, MP3s are garbage for anybody who knows anything about fucking audio. They're dirt. We could come out with this show on MP3, you know why? Because we're talking. This isn't fucking music. This is a motherfucking talk show.
Oh, anytime you talk is music to my ears, Decoder.
I bet it is. Anyway, also fucking shouts to fucking...
Somebody would add music ready there. That would have been a great way to fade out to the music. But.
Yeah, right, but Doug is probably still busy. What are you playing? Add N to X fucking... Revenge of the Black Regent, that one?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, you're listening to Add N2X. That's ADD space. I think what is N in parentheses? Whatever. Add the letter N, the word 2, T-O, and then the letter X. I think X is in parentheses. And the name of the song is Revenge of the Black Regent. It's on the album Amont Hard.
Yeah, X should be in parentheses.
Yeah, the X. Okay, so it's Add N2X. Yeah, Revenge of the Black Regent from the album Amont Hard, which I own, by the way. It's right here. I bought it at St. Mark's Sound, which is a little record store. I bought it used for
$5.99. Not today, I hope.
I've had this album for fucking like 5 years. It came out in 99. Recording.
All right, the guy from the UK, Werewolf, he says, I would always prefer to prefer the top of the CD, but will I pay for £20 for the album?
About £20 is what it costs for a fucking record.
Over 20 quid
for a fucking record? What's a pound for US, like right now in the current market? 160 something?
It's more than a dollar, I think, isn't it? So
yeah, a pound is
like
a
30 something bucks.
Well, no, you have it backwards. The other way.
It is?
Yeah, so that's still equal to like $17. But you know what? He's right. He's right. It costs nothing to make a fucking CD. All it is the fucking marketing and distribution. So So if you're selling fucking CDs online, I'll tell you right now, before we go, I'm gonna give a quick shout to my friends over at Primitive Recordings, members of fucking Mortician and Malignancy, fucking very well-known underground, I guess the best word is death metal, you know, hardcore fucking grindcore fucking music. Those guys, they have their fucking out, they have their CDs in Tower Records. And when you buy anything from Primitive Recordings or from Relapse Records, shit like that, it's like $10 every fucking time. So, shouts to fucking them. And they sell them through the mail, very fucking inexpensive. So, go to primitiverecordings.com, go to Mortician, I think it's a .net because they couldn't, .com is like some sort of actual like Mortician website. Or malignancy.com. Mortician, I believe it's mortician.net, Primitive Recordings, fucking go out there, buy shit from them, they sell it cheap, they sell t-shirts cheap, they don't try to rip you off, these are fucking cool guys, and that's it, this has been the Mind War, on Black Mother fucking Friday, and we're out of here, later.